With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The governor's budget director is recommending Montana agencies cut $229 million in general fund spending over the next 2 years to balance the state's budget. That's due to lower revenues than expected and the summer's higher firefighting costs. Most of the cuts recommended by Budget Director Dan Villa were proposed by state agencies when they were asked to list how they'd cut 10% of their budget. However, Villa is recommending against cuts proposed by the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation because it would impact Montana's ability to fight fires. He also recommended against 50 job cuts in the Department of Revenue because they would hurt the state's ability to collect business income taxes. The Legislative Finance Committee will consider the proposed cuts next month before Democratic Governor Steve Bullock makes his final recommendations. The Montana Supreme Court has ordered the Attorney General to rewrite ballot language for an initiative that would require people to use public restrooms designated for their gender at birth. The court ruled yesterday in a challenge from the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, saying the language did not include the initiative's specific definition of sex and was otherwise vague. The justices wrote that the language does not say the law would apply to local government buildings and public education facilities, and does not include how much it would cost for them to comply. It also fails to note that people could sue for emotional or mental distress if they encounter a transgender person in a public bathroom and the facility had not taken reasonable steps to prevent it. The conservative Montana Family Foundation has until June to gather nearly 26,000 signatures to get the initiative on the November 2018 ballot. The second day of testimony in Kalispell today regarding a permit for a proposed water bottling plant in the Flathead Valley saw mostly expert witnesses. Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation is holding the hearings and will determine whether to allow Lou Weaver's Montana Artisan Water Company to draw up to 710 acre-feet of water a year. Key pieces of the ongoing deliberations include the connectivity of ground and surface water in the region, possible effects on neighboring wells, and the procedures followed by the DNRC in their preliminary determination to grant the permit earlier this year. Daryl James, a consultant for Weaver's Bottling Company, said that he hadn't yet heard adequate evidence that granting the company its water right would adversely affect senior water rights holders.
He has no intention of building an industrial-scale facility on his personal private home property.
Weaver was absent from the hearing today. Some objectors say they're worried that granting a permit would open the floodgates for more industrial development in the Flathead Valley. But the focus of this week's hearing is limited to accessing whether the application meets the DNRC's checklist for water permitting. Daryl James again.
I think we'll wait and see what comes out. But again, very interested in seeing some objective review of facts and data rather than some of the emotional responses that have been out there over the last several months.
The hearing is scheduled to wrap up tomorrow.
With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. The second finalist in the search for the University of Montana's next president got his chance to speak with the campus community tonight in an open forum held at the UC Theater. Andrew Hale Feinstein is currently the provost and senior vice president of academic affairs at San Jose State, a large public university in California. He's had an 18-year career in higher education and was in the hospitality industry before that.
I have significant experience in budgeting, which may come in handy here, I think. What do you think?
He said that skill set, along with his experience in enrollment management, would help UM make hard decisions around declining enrollment and budget cuts, and he laid out a preliminary path for the school going forward.
First, I would focus on building and growing the image and the relationship with the university, with the community. I would focus internally on addressing the morale issues with faculty, staff, and students.
Feinstein praised UM's research achievements and advocated for expanding research here, as well as creating a more interdisciplinary curriculum by combining the humanities with science. He said he wants to see UM become the premier liberal arts public research institution in the country.
I think there's some wonderful opportunities to create something novel here that would be appreciated not only in Silicon Valley, but nationally. Something very special. And again, as I talked about earlier, that's something that excites me about being a part of this university.
Each of the four candidates are on campus this week and Monday, visiting with faculty, staff, and students. An open forum with the next finalist, Seth Bodner, will be held on Friday. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.